If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
Ever been in a relationship that no matter how good it once was, it seems to have completely collapsed, and you really don't understand why? I'll explain why, if you'll listen. Hello, my name is Ernest. Welcome. When you do what I do, becoming jaded is both an occupational hazard and a reality. But fortunately, I've been able to build a very strong suit of emotional and spiritual armor, without which I certainly would have been dead a long time ago. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said for many others. And how was I able to build that emotional and spiritual armor? Because many years ago, I had the very good synchronicity to meet one of the most interesting men I ever met in my life, which is actually not that much to say when you've only been on the planet for 19 years. But what is truly remarkable is that all these years later, I have never met any other man like him since. And I have met and had quite a few conversations with a hell of a lot of other men since then. What I want to make clear is that there are those of us who want to help you with your troubles, but we cannot do that if you won't stop kicking and screaming like a spastic, irate teenager long enough to learn anything. So to say this as politely as I know how, if you really want to begin to solve your life problems, you need to sit the hell down and shut the hell up. Okay? Okay. Let's begin with a simple experiment. First of all, it's important that you actually do this. Don't just listen or read what I'm saying, but actually do it. Because otherwise, the effect is not the same. Get yourself an eye patch. They are typically black and just for one eye, with elastic to stay in place on your head. They're very cheap, not expensive at all. Now put that patch on when it's safe, not when you're driving or operating heavy machinery, for example, but when you're at home or some other safe place. If you already have normal or near normal vision, the first thing you'll notice is a loss of stereoscopic vision, meaning you'll have impaired depth perception. Continue wearing it, again, as long as it's absolutely safe. I wouldn't be operating a car or using, a power equipment such as a power saw, for example. Yeah, that's a bad idea. But keep wearing it until you're absolutely sick of it, until you're absolutely sick of the visual impairment it's causing you. If anyone asked you, hey, what's with the eye patch? Just simply explain that your eye's fine. You're just doing an experiment that some YouTube guy named Ernest Mann told you to do. And as soon as you do that, well, of course, you'll hear an instant sigh of relief from them. Oh, well, if Ernest told you to do it, it must be fine. That was a joke. Now, the moment after you take the patch off, I want you to immediately recognize how wonderful it is to have your full vision back, to be able to see things clearly. That is the entire point and purpose of having accurate perception. You must fully come to understand, to believe, that in your day-to-day existence, you are engaging on two very broad and very different levels of physical and the spiritual. But it's the spiritual, the will, that directs everything, including the physical. So the physical is in subjugation to the will. And if you're not understanding this first point, you really can't go any further. It's like having that eye patch I just talked about, except you can't take it off. I'm trying my best to make this clear, but if you're still not following me, then you should reach out to me. So in the past, I have discussed symbiosis, which is actually a manifestation of two positive elements. But today, I'm talking about the antithesis of symbiosis, antibiosis, which is ultimately what is interfering with or destroying your life. And typically, this is due to a fixation on the physical and a complete disconnect from the spiritual. And remember, just because I say spiritual, it does not mean in a religious context. Allow me to explain with a contact I just had recently. I was contacted by a relatively young guy, 30, whose current life is a serious mess, seeking my advice on how to fix things. Now, you may think what I'm about to say sounds cold, but before I go any further, I want you to understand something very important. The entire point of advanced perception is to alleviate as many potential problems in your life as possible by removing yourself from existing in that place. The 30-year-old young guy I mentioned earlier, wanting me to fix things, is like a man going to a doctor and not being able to understand how he has lung cancer, although he's been smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day for 20 years. Oh well, any good and committed doctor will still try to help such a person. Anyway, he started telling me about the train wreck that used to be his life. Then he went on to explain that the cause of all this was his girlfriend. And he even sent a photo of her. And physically, the woman did have an incredible body. But this is what happens when a man can't separate the physical from the spiritual, because he's only seeing one of them. Folks, I now have my very first piece of merch. It's an amazing, an incredible tote bag. It's very sturdy, measures a large 13 by 12 by 7 inches. So it holds a lot of stuff. And you can see it on my website, theernestmanshow.com, and click on the tab that says Ernest Stuff, or by going to the link in the description area of my YouTube channel. I would like to show you a picture of it here, but this is a podcast. There are no pictures. That was a joke. You can't see pictures on a podcast. Get it? You can't see it because it's a podcast. Okay. Well, I thought it was funny. Allow me to give you another example. Let's say there is a super special, yet very small and discreet, device that you would take with you when you go out clubbing, hoping to score. All you have to do is simply point it at the woman you're really interested in. Think of it as a completely invisible laser pointer they totally couldn't see. And it would give you all the pertinent information you need to know about her, particularly her mental health and whether or not she has a venereal disease. that sure as hell would make dating a whole lot easier, wouldn't it? You would be saving yourself a lot of time and potentially a lot of trouble before getting mixed up with certain women. Wouldn't that be really great? Well, something like that already does exist, but it's not a device. It's a much higher state of awareness I use all the time called advanced perception. What is actually taking place here is anabiosis, and there are two broad categories of that, the personal and saturated area effect. And I am able to detect either one with extreme accuracy. And I developed that skill because that's what you need to be able to do to not only survive in this world, but to thrive. So your life doesn't become a total slow motion train wreck. Well, that's all I've got for today. I hope you found this helpful or interesting. And if you have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.